Our strong cold front has arrived, bringing a heavy band of showers ahead of it with some gusty winds overnight. The rain didn't last long, so amounts haven't been all that great, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of you were awakened by that rain and maybe the wind hitting against the windows. Same system, same front that brought, unfortunately, the severe weather and even some injuries and deaths yesterday from tornadoes in the deep south. In fact, there were tornadoes as far north as Kentucky. On its cold side, there's been some ice and snow. This is one of those storms that originated from the atmospheric river that's been pounding the west coast of the U.S., and every once in a while, one of these will break off and work its way all the way across the U.S. and have impacts all the way to the eastern seaboard, and this is one of them. We'll have another one middle and end of next week, means some pretty big temperature swings from time to time, and at least the potential for some rain from time to time, although in between systems it's quite a long break, as we've just seen with this latest one. We had rain and storms last Wednesday, then we waited about 8 days before we got our next round of rain, and it may be about another 8 days before we see much in the way of significant rain, or at least a week anyway, with the next system that managed to work its way all the way eastward. In any case, a lot colder today. We topped out yesterday near 80 degrees. It was warm and breezy. Today we'll struggle just to get to 60, and that'll be this morning. Temperatures will hold steady or slowly fall the rest of the day, hovering generally between 55 and 60 degrees, but the wind will make it feel colder, and it will be a very cold period setting up then for tonight through tomorrow and tomorrow night. We'll drop into the 30s tonight, generally staying above freezing, but getting close to that 32-degree mark by sunrise. But winds, stiff winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour will mean wind chills. Sunrise on Saturday will be in the 20s, so bundle up, and it'll be sunny tomorrow. It'll look great looking outside from inside, but we'll struggle just to get to the 50-degree mark tomorrow, and the winds will keep that wind chill going throughout the day in the 30s and 40s, and then cold tomorrow night. Widespread frost and freeze. Even the beaches should see some frost. Inland areas will have a freeze near and west of Interstate 95, dropping to or below 32 degrees, and that means a cold Jags game. This forecast really hasn't changed all week long. Bundle up. Layers, several layers, because we'll have that north breeze for tailgaters in the afternoon, sunshine, but temperatures only around 50, wind chills in the 30s. By game time, temperatures will be near or perhaps just a tad bit above 40 degrees, but wind chills 30 to 35. The winds will calm down in the second half of the game, but the air temperature will dip to the mid-30s, so it will be cold. And if you thought it was cold last Saturday for the game, it will feel quite a bit more significant this time around. So I kid you not, bundle up for that game Saturday evening for the big Jags W. The fans, I know, will warm it up inside TIAA Bank Field. And then Sunday, after that very cold start, we'll have a sunny sky, a cool day, but not quite as cold as tomorrow. We'll manage to make a run towards 60 degrees, and there'll be a little less wind, but still a little bit of a breeze. Widespread frost inland then for early Monday morning. The beaches should stay above freezing and likely even mild enough to not have to worry about frost, but inland areas will have a lot of frost to start your Monday on Martin Luther King Day, but otherwise mostly sunny, and we'll see the start of a warming trend as afternoon temperatures soar to the upper 60s, so we'll recover some 35 degrees from the morning lows. So for the Martin Luther King Parade downtown Jacksonville Monday morning, look for sunny skies, sweaters, jackets, no doubt, but temperatures will be quickly warming through the 40s into the 50s, and by early afternoon we'll be into the 60s. Tuesday, even warmer, we're into the mid-70s, and there'll be several days in a row at least with temperatures well into the 70s the middle of next week. So our ping pong match of temperatures continuing here over the first couple of weeks of the new year. So to repeat once again, in summary, strong cold fronts moved across the area. Much colder today and windy. Very chilly tonight. Frigid tomorrow and tomorrow night. For that Jags W, stay bundled up, but cheer as loud as you can for our home team Jags. And then Sunday will be sunny but chilly with temperatures mostly in the 50s in the afternoon hours. So headed out and about throughout the weekend, you certainly will want to bundle up before we start that warming trend on the holiday on Monday and especially by the middle of next week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center. Take care of yourselves and one another. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.